This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
What's going on, everybody? We are back, and it is time to dive into all things NASCAR regional here this week on the Motor Racing Network. This is NASCAR Coast to Coast. Yours truly, Chris Wilner, MRN Pit Reporter, and out in Connecticut, MRN announcer Kyle Rickey. Hey, Rick, boy, thought I was watching a short track race there on Sunday night at Bristol with the tire management. It brought me back to the 1990s and maybe late 80s of NASCAR racing. So that was fun to watch. But how was your weekend, my friend? You weren't even at a racetrack. You were at 90s Con?
I had the best weekend ever, Chris.
Sounds like it.
You know, we all have childhood crushes, right? When you're growing up, you watch television, you're like, oh, Alyssa Milano. Oh, you know, Topanga from Boy Meets World. And I had, you know, four or five growing up, and they were all under the same roof at the same time on Saturday and got to meet them all. So it was a fun weekend at my first ever 90s con. Maybe next time I'm going to dress up. I don't know what I would dress up as, but
We don't need to see that. We don't need to see that. I mean, as somebody born in the 90s, like, you're a little older than me, Kyle, but happy that you got to live out a dream and meet some of these stars from the 90s. This is completely not racing related, but I was happy for you. You know, I was out there working at Sebring in the hot sun, and you're out there just cuddling up with Topanga from Boy Meets World. So All is right in the world. K-Rick's happy. He had a great weekend. And now we get to real business here on Coast to Coast. And, of course, we've got a great show for you. We'll dive into the ARCA East season opener coming up this weekend at Five Flags Speedway. We will talk to the guy who dominated that season opener en route to the championship. Our guest this week, William Sawalich, driver of the Joe Gibbs Racing number 18 Toyota. And, of course, Kyle Rickey's driver of the week. And plenty of newsmakers as more drivers are inking deals to run at NASCAR's National Series. But, Kyle, let's kick things off with the weekend that was, and of course the 48th annual Hardy's Rattler 250 weekend at South Alabama Speedway, one of the marquee super late model events in the early part of the season down there in Alabama. The newly branded UARA National Series, it was SRL National Series, but it was still Bubba Pollard who racks up win number 2 in a row and number 3 in total at the Rattler 250. Got to hold the snake down there in victory lane. What a great race down there to kick off kind of the marquee events for super late models.
Yeah, speaking of drivers, moving to NASCAR's National Series, there's one of the best short trackers in the country, and it's been a matter of time, and I think it's been more about a decade that we've been waiting for this driver to get a shot at the big level. Picking up the big win down there in Alabama this weekend, holding off Jake Finch at the finish. You had guys like Michael Hind and Michael Goddard up in the top five as well. Good feel of cars. 26 took the green flag, and Steven Nassi, early issues in the race, finished last, something that you don't often see, but a good weekend. I think they were battling weather as well, maybe not as bad as Hickory with the Easter Bunny, but still a great car count, great crowd there for the Rattler and the baby Rattler.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, don't forget about the prolate models as well. Of course, Bubba Pollard getting that win, and he's now second all time in that event to Ty Majeski, who, due to his commitments at Bristol, wasn't able to make the event to go for win number 6, but it was also Bubba's 37th birthday. So what a great week. You get the win out there at the Rattler 250, you celebrate your birthday, and oh yeah, you get to go ARCA racing for the first time this weekend in the lead up to your Xfinity Series start in a couple weeks. So it has been a great, great start to the season for Bubba Pollard. Congratulations to him. What a great event down there at South Alabama Speedway. And Kyle, you did mention it. Hickory Motor Speedway did have to battle Mother Nature a little bit. The Pro All-Star Series returning to Hickory for the Easter Bunny 150. The twin features for some of the super late model stars out there. But Derek Griffith said, Mother Nature, what's that? I'm going to go ahead and take the win. He did a great job in that race.
dominated the day. The first race, the second race led, what, 212 of 300 laps on what was supposed to be a two-day weekend condensed due to one. I mean, no surprise, you know, whenever Derek, you know, from my neck of the woods up here in New England goes down south, which has happened a lot in recent years, always a factor. And he's got that Hickory Motor Speedway figured out. He's been one of the drivers to beat there. Whenever the past tour showed up, has shown up there the last couple of seasons, he's been a factor.
Yeah, and it was a good bounce back for him, too. If you remember the ASA Stars National race at Five Flags a couple of weeks ago, part of the World Series of Asphalt, he got wadded up big time. And they've taken some time, several weeks, to get that car put back together. So talk about redemption and a good bounce back story for Derek Griffith, his third career Pro All-Star Series victory. Of course, Max Cookson, Garrett Hall, Corey Hall, and Jimmy Renfrew, your top five. And Ryan Moore won the first of two races. Of course, that all condensed into that one day of the Easter Bunny 150. Cannot believe Easter is around the corner, K-Rick. Are you ready for this? I mean, I feel like we just got the season started yesterday.
I'm not. I feel like the Easter Bunny 150, maybe a bit early this year, but nevertheless, yeah, Easter's right around the corner. We've already changed the clocks.
Yep.
I mean, spring is here officially this week, so I'm ready.
We are ready, and so too is our guest of the week this week, William Sawalich, standing by on the phone. We're going to dive in to his Phoenix win. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago out in the desert, part of NASCAR weekend, got redemption out there on a rain-shortened event. We'll talk about his win. And, of course, defending champion of the ARCA E-Series. They kick off their 2024 season this weekend down at Five Flags Speedway. We'll discuss everything with William Sawalich coming up next here on Coast to Coast on the Motor Racing Network.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Welcome back to Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network. As promised, joining us over the phone, it is your ARCA Phoenix winner from a couple of weeks ago, getting ready to kick off his title defense in the ARCA E-Series. We're talking about William Sawalich, driver of the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. William, welcome back to the show, my friend. Before we talk about the week that is, let's talk about a couple of weeks ago at Phoenix. I know that was a big redemption win for you. What was your thoughts about racing out in the desert? Of course, it was shortened a little bit by Mother Nature, but nonetheless, a dominant car, and you got the win.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had a really fast Darkie Sound Gear Toyota Camry there. Joe Gibbs Racing always brings good cars there. We won the ARCA race, and then they won the Xfinity race and the Cup race. So definitely good all around for the company. I really love that track. I feel like I've always had good speed there. It's really fun to try and set people up for passes, and the both ends are very unique. So it's cool to do that stuff as a driver. We were a little behind the eight ball the first segment, just too loose off, rotating, over rotating. And then we got fixed up at the stage break, and pretty much the lights out from there. And I knew we had a car to be able to win the race, but it was shortened by lightning or rain a little bit, which is kind of weird to see in the desert, but I'll take it.
I was going to ask you how aware were you of the weather? Obviously, you could probably see the lightning for much of the event off in the distance, and then it slowly crept in on the racetrack, and then it was a pretty good rain shower that came behind it. How aware of all of that were you behind the wheel?
Well, the only thing I knew is I saw some flashes in the distance going down the front stretch. That's all I knew. I wasn't updated or informed while I was in the race car until they stopped the race, and then they told me what was going on. But I knew it made sense for the flashes in the distance. I had no idea in the car at that moment.
Yeah, crazy for sure out there in the desert being stopped by Mother Nature. But then nonetheless, you picked up the win. Let's talk about your biggest competitor out there was Gio Ruggiero. I know he's going to be a driver that you're going to see coming up with the full ARCA E-Series. You feel like this is going to start to be maybe a battle brewing for that title is kind of maybe your biggest competitor coming into this season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a good short track racer. He drove supers with Donnie Wilson. I drove supers with Donnie Wilson. I feel like we both had good success. So it'll be fun to battle him all year. I mean, I feel like I know what he's capable of, and he's definitely capable of winning races. So we'll see. And it's going to be a good one at Pensacola for sure.
Kicks off this weekend, like you mentioned, at the Five Flag Speedway, Pensacola, Florida, a race that you dominated last year. I believe you led all 200 laps en route to the win. How much confidence does that give you going into this weekend's event a year later?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of confidence for sure. We were really good on the short run and the long run. So it was a good happy medium. I feel like going back, I might need to save my tires for the first 30 laps of a run, and then I feel like we'll have a good shot to win if we're in control of the race. And I just need to set my pace and can't slip a tire, because that track is super abrasive. So just got to be mindful of that.
It's crazy to me to think that you are seen now as like a senior veteran in the ARCA East series, and you're not even 20 years of age, and you still have a lot of career left. What is it like now coming back as the defending champion with the target on your back, but at the same time, this new crop of young talent is also coming in? I feel like, you know, if you're 21 years old running ARCA, you're old almost at this point. So what's it like for you now being kind of that veteran status going into the season?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like just coming into this year, I got a lot more knowledge than last year. I've been to all these tracks with the ARCA car. I know what I need to feel in the car for it to be good in the race. And obviously, Jacobs Racing knows what they're doing on the short track. So that helps me a lot. And obviously, me and the team, we've gotten our communication down. We gel really well. So it's just all come together, and it's just a better year than last year.
You mentioned tires a moment ago and needing to maybe take care of them this weekend at Five Flags. You were in the truck race on Saturday at the Bristol Motor Speedway for DGR. Tires issues weren't as prevalent as what we saw on Sunday, but what were some of the big takeaways on Saturday afternoon for your truck series start at Bristol Motor Speedway?
Yeah. I mean, practice, we fired off. We had a little bit of struggle with that new resin down at the bottom of the corners. It was just different for me. I've never been on anything like that. I was used to the PJ1. I had less grip than the PJ1. So we struggled with that in practice, just trying to figure that out. I think everybody did, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then qualifying, we didn't get the best qualifying effort in, so then that kind of set us back for the start of the race. And then start of the race, honestly, we weren't bad. We were just kind of riding and then seeing what was going to happen. And then we got called for a speeding penalty on our first time down pit road. And then that set us back for sure. I feel like we got back up there within the top 15 in stage two. I can't really remember. And then got brought back down pit road again, and then another penalty. So that sucks, but it is what it is, and we'll just come back better.
When you look at, and we're talking about the truck series start last week, but when you look at maybe your schedule moving forward, obviously there's probably some more truck starts maybe on your calendar, but do you like the fact, or is it a benefit, the fact that just for your strictly the age reason, that maybe you're not already at the full-time level in trucks or Xfinity, and that you have these extra years to run full-time in ARCA and then kind of dabble in the truck side of things? Because I feel like, you know, maybe some young careers kind of get moved along so fast because of where they're at in the age range. But the fact is, you can't run kind of the big tracks yet. So does this help you, these extra seasons running kind of some of these ARCA divisions and things like that, and then moonlighting in the truck series to be ready for when you go full time?
Yeah, for sure. It's just pretty much a little warm up for what's next, and just getting that level of aggressiveness and kind of gauging on how those guys race. So basically I'll be ready for whatever's thrown in front of me. And then ARCA, it's just, working with the JGR guys. And, I feel like it's a good series to learn before the truck series, obviously. So I was ready for those truck series races. And then anything I learned in the trucks, I'll just bring back down to ARCA and, be even better when I get back.
Is there a track that you have circled that you're really looking forward to running when you're of age?
That's tough. I mean, obviously Daytona, I feel like that'd be cool a few times, and then Homestead seems really cool. Any mile and a half, honestly, I want to experience that. I just want to know what it's like, and it's just seems like such a different style of racing. So I'm excited to learn all those different techniques.
Yeah, some of the drivers we've had on here talk about the dirty air and kind of knowing what to do with the air is kind of the biggest thing on those mile and a half. So that'll be exciting when you do get to take part in that. William, how cool has it been this year, you know, as part of this grassroots level of racers, you know, yourself coming up through late models, to see guys like Bubba Pollard and Carson Quapple getting these opportunities at the NASCAR national level? Obviously, that's going to be a goal of yours, and you're going to get there here once you become of age. But at the same time, just the status of short track racing and to see a lot of opportunities for young racers moving on up, how cool is that to be a part of?
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool. Bubba Pollard, I mean, I raced him a few times in Supers, and obviously same with Carson. So it's cool to see them be in Xfinity, and I mean, it's really cool, and I congratulate them. That's awesome. They're going to rock it for sure.
Final question for you. I know you got a lot going on here this morning as we chat with you. What's next for you once we get beyond this weekend? You alluded to some more truck series starts, obviously, more races coming up in the ARCA National Series as well beyond the East Series. So what's the next month or so look like for you?
So obviously I got Pensacola this weekend.
Yep.
And then I've actually got one of few off weekends next weekend. And then I'm going to race trucks at Martinsville first weekend of April.
Mm-hmm.
And after that is Dover and ARCA car. So I'm not too busy for this part of the year, but after that, it's going to start to pick up for sure.
Any plans to dip a little bit in the super late models again? I know that's something I know a lot of drivers that move on kind of try to keep their foot in every once in a while, but any plans for you to do that this year?
Yeah, for sure. We've got some more plans. Definitely some stars races. Just haven't figured out which ones yet.
Sounds like a plan. Well, you're a busy guy. We're going to let you go. Appreciate you, William, for stopping by the show. Congratulations on a great start to 2024. Best of luck down there in Five Flags to go repeat in that dominant fashion you did a year ago. Looking forward to chatting with you here as the season progresses.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's William Swall. It's Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota getting ready to kick off the ARCA East Championship defense coming up this weekend, Saturday night at Five Flags Speedway. Plenty more to come here on NASCAR Coast to Coast on the Motor Racing Network. Of course, we'll look at the calendar and some newsmakers making headlines this week. That's all coming up next here on Coast to Coast on MRN.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready, be RE equipped.
And brings his Chevy and four tires to Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Welcome back into NASCAR Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network. Hey, Rick, great discussion with William Swalich. All business all the time for the young racer. He's got a lot on his plate between trying to balance the ARCA East opener and, of course, more truck starts. He even mentioned some super late model starts coming up. All is well if you're William Swalich right now and still too young to run the big tracks, but I have a feeling it won't be long before we see him full-time in the trucks or the Xfinity Series.
I feel like we've been talking about this kid forever, and he's still only 17 years old, has an off weekend coming up. Wonder what he's going to do. What a 17-year-old up-and-coming national motorsports star does on an off weekend. I bet you he's in the simulator or the local go-kart track or something racing related.
It wasn't like me who was probably playing video games or going out with friends or whatever. Yeah, he's probably working on his racecraft, but as he should. I mean, one of the talented youngsters coming up. And like you said, we've had him on the show a few times, and we're just waiting for that big break. And obviously at 17, all you need is to be 18 to run the big track. So he's quickly approaching that milestone, but again, getting valuable experience at the lower divisions. Like you said, bouncing from trucks back to ARCA only makes you better. Running the ARCA series only makes you better when you move up. So I think the wheels are working and the machine is doing what it's supposed to do in terms of getting him ready to go for his full-time career. All right, so thank you, William, for joining us. We did have quite a bit of news happening in the week of NASCAR regional action since we last spoke to you here on Coast to Coast. One of those being the latest sim to reality stars, eRacer Vicente Salas, is going to make his truck debut coming up this weekend at Circuit of the Americas, of course, down in Austin. We've seen William Byron. We've seen Raja Carruth make the successful jumps. Is Vicente, Kyle, the next eRacer to go viral and kind of take the, I guess, not popular path, although it's becoming a popular path, to running full, or not full, but running in NASCAR's top three series?
Yeah, it became a popular path about 4 years ago this week. Sim racing was put on the map, and let's see, I think he'll do well, and every driver that we talk to says, yeah, there are similarities between what you learn and feel in the sim and what you feel in real life, but you don't have that, seat of the pants feel. And I think that's huge when it comes to making decisions on the racetrack, whether you make a pass or not, whether you make any move, because you don't have that, quick little reset button that you do in the sim. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. He's been talked about a lot here recently. Whenever you hear the commercials that we air here on the Motor Racing Network and watch the highlights online, he's always mentioned. So we'll see what he can do with the in the real thing this coming weekend.
That's right. And he's not just going from sim to the trucks. He has made some super late model starts, pro late model starts. So not exactly that big of a gap. But at the same time, this is a big, big opportunity for Vicente. Again, running the number 20 for Young's Motorsports coming up this weekend at COTA. And of course, you can hear that race right here on the Motor Racing Network. Connor Zilich, this is just a weekly occurrence now where he's just inking deals left and right. I was talking to him down in Sebring. Not only has he won two of sports car racing's crown jewel events at the ripe age of 17, and back-to-back nonetheless, Rolex 24 in January, and then just this past weekend at Sebring at the 12-hour, he's going to not only go truck racing now partial schedule, Kyle, he's going to run the ARCA East schedule for Pinnacle Racing Group. What more does it? I literally joked with him. I said, what's next? He goes, only thing left would be a cup ride, but I'm too young for that. So more news for Connor Zilich. Yeah.
it's coming. I was able to watch him, not during the 12-hour, but on Thursday and Friday in the Mazda MX-5 Cup. And I think he finished second both days by about that much combined. Two fantastic races. I think he led both races on the last lap. And unfortunately, the way those races work out, everywhere. It's all about making the right move at the right time. It's like a super speedway race on a road course. And he was fun to watch, and then obviously backed it up with a class win on Saturday in the 12-hour.
Yeah, 100%. He's one of the hottest commodities in short track, or really up and coming racers. And obviously signing with Trackhouse this year as a development driver opens the door for these opportunities. So Connor Zilich again with Spire is going to run the 7 truck this weekend at COTA. Double duty though, he's going to go from COTA then have to jet down to Pensacola in Five Flags Speedway to take part in the ARCA East opener for Pinnacle Racing Group. As far as his truck schedule, he's also going to run Talladega and Homestead in that Spire 7 truck, and of course additional ARCA races and even some cars tour races as well on the schedule for Connor. Again, also inked an Xfinity deal as well. So Connor making moves. And by the way, it was pretty cool. He's best friends with Jesse Love, who, of course, ARCA East champion or ARCA Menard Series champion of last year, running Xfinity Series, and convinced Jesse to come down to Sebring on his off weekend and go run Mazda MX-5. And they began to come with a little bit of that, competitive banter on social media saying, I'm going to beat you and this and that. Yeah, I talked to Jesse after opening practice. He said, I'm awful. these cars are just a handful to drive, and it's completely different than that Xfinity car. But Jesse did some solid improvement in race two, finished, I think, just outside the top 10. So fun to watch some of the NASCAR drivers compete in the sports car land running MX-5. So one of the coolest series that we have. Really good stuff. By the way, Kyle, we did also announce this week our Kawicki Driver Development Scholarship finalists for 2024. There are seven of them. Chase Berta out of Michigan, the JEGS CRA Series champion. Ty Fredrickson out of Minnesota. He's running the full ASA Midwest Tour schedule this year. Derek Lukacci out of Massachusetts, the 2023 semifinalist for the Kawicki Driver Development Program. Evan Goetz out of Washington, the youngest ever winner in the Fall Classic at Tri-City. Max Keller out of Illinois, a finalist back in 2021. He was a short track national champion in 2020. Levon Vandergeest out of Merrill, Wisconsin, the youngest winner ever at the Milwaukee Mile in trucks at 15. And, of course, Brandon Varney out of Maine, a family-run operation and one of the up-and-comers out of the great state of Maine. So seven finalists, Kyle, go for a whole season deal. I think it runs from now until October 31st. They compile points. And then, yep, of course, champion gets the scholarship. And what a way to honor our 1992 NASCAR Cup champion and Hall of Famer Alan Kawicki with this driver development scholarship. And a pretty cool deal because they get, like, the full works, right? Media training and all that stuff.
It's a great program, TR. Tom Roberts has done a great job with it over the last many years since its inception. Tom, of course, a longtime PR rep in the sport at the NASCAR Cup Series. I think retired a few years ago as the PR rep for Kurt Busch. Before that, going back to 1992, he was managing all the public relations for Alan Kawicki when, unfortunately, we lost Alan in that plane crash in April of 1993. So he's the one that's kind of put this program together. Great to hear names from across the country. These short trackers have this opportunity, and including Derek Lukacci, who's from my neck of the woods up here in New England, has found so much success at the Seekonk Speedway in Massachusetts, also the Thompson Speedway Motorsports Park in a late model here in Connecticut. So to be able to follow him and see how, you know, he does part of this program here this season is pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool program indeed. Again, runs through October 31st. They'll compile points as far as the Kawicki Cup and kind of their interseason and how, yep, their results are point-based and things like that. They'll tabulate those and, of course, award our winner. And these drivers range from age 15 to 26. We've got a nice age range competing again. So congratulations to our finalists. We'll keep tabs on that at season's end. All right, Kyle, before we let you go, season continues to roll on here in the NASCAR regional side of things. A big weekend ahead, beginning with South Boston Speedway. Not one, but two big events. Not only is it their season opener with Mike Looney, Peyton Sellers, and of course the whole host of others at that famed track up there at South Boston competing in the late model side, but it's the Smart Tour biggest, or really modified tour ever, biggest paycheck you could win, the Pace-O-Matic King of the Modifieds, $25,000 to win at Sobo this weekend, Kyle. I'm assuming all the stars are going to be there, including it brought out 22 series champion Caleb Heddy into the fold I saw this week.
Yeah, Caleb Heddy is in the field. A lot of Northeasterners that are running the Wheel and Modified Tour up here in the Northeast and in other open modified classes heading down, like a Matt Hirschman. Doug Kobe is going to be a part of the field. Woody Pitcat, Anthony Bello. The list goes on and on to join the likes of Carson Lofton and Ryan Newman and Bobby Labonte and all the regulars. I think I counted 32 drivers looking to attempt to make the field. Think they're starting 26. It wouldn't surprise me if they just said start them all. It's gonna be a fun race Saturday, like you mentioned, paired up with the late models and a couple of other support divisions there at South Boston to open up the 2024 season. Big way, like you mentioned, I think the biggest purse in Smart Modified history.
Yeah, $25,000, no slouchy chunk of change there. So no, that could certainly change somebody's season and or career. So looking forward to that. Again, that's coming up this weekend. As is, and we alluded to it when we talked to our guest this week, William Sawalich, the ARCA East season opener, Pensacola 150 at Five Flags Speedway. Saturday night, 8:35 p.m. Eastern time on Flow Racing. You can watch that. And Kyle, William kind of talked about the season opener and defending his title is now that veteran with the target on his back. And there are quite a bit of stout names on the entry list that could challenge him for not only the win, but for the season title. We talked about Gio Ruggiero, but who else is on that entry list you got your eyes on coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, Gio Ruggiero is the guy, I think, that I have my eyes on. You know, he looks so strong at the Phoenix Raceway on a 1 mile, first time out there, looked very comfortable. And I think that confidence is going to carry over to Five Flags this weekend. Going to be tough to beat William, who led every lap there a year ago, went 200 for 200 to claim the checkered flag to begin his championship season in the ARCA East Series. But I like Gio right now. And you're right, it's a healthy list. I think there are 18 cars scheduled to be there. So going to be a good show come Saturday night. Going to be a lot of streaming going on down in Austin after the truck race.
Yeah, 100%. Jake Finch also in the lineup. Of course, William Sawalski that we talked to. Connor Zilich, we mentioned doing the double.
Yep.
I kind of want to just be a fly on the wall and see the logistics of getting him from the truck race. I think it's an early start for the truck race at 1 p.m. time. So plenty of time. But at the same time, if he goes out and let's say wins the race, well, that's going to throw a hampering into things as well. But nonetheless, what a cool opportunity for Connor. And I think Connor has a good shot to challenge William and Gio for the win running for Pinnacle Racing Group. He nearly won his debut at Watkins Glen a year ago. So we'll see what he does on the oval coming up Saturday night. And of course, World Series of Asphalt Pro late model champion Hunter Wright is making his ARCA platform debut in Mark Noble's number 95. So again, 8:35 p.m. Eastern time Saturday, Pensacola 150 kicking off the ARCA East season. Okay, Rick, as we do every week on the show, we give you a little spotlight to highlight a driver of the week. We may have mentioned his name at the top of the show, but this driver performed not once, but twice pretty well over the weekend. Who's your driver of the week this week?
So you know who it is?
I mean, I think I do. I'm trying to the Zoom call.
Yeah, Jake Finch. Had a great weekend down in Alabama, won the baby Rattler, so he didn't have to hold the big snake, but he was able to get a win. And then came back the next day and finished second in the Rattler to Bubba Pollard. So a great weekend, top to bottom for Jake. Another one of the up.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors. And in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at zonepouches.com and retailers near you. Own your zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Incomers that we talk about often on this show, and I think somebody that we'll also see in the truck series and in the Xfinity series here on a regular basis and in the coming season. So Jake is my driver of the week.
Yeah, and an up-and-coming for sure, no matter what he drives. I mean, I think the late model side of things are getting a lot better, you know, with James's father and that whole organization. But, I mean, the ARCA stuff we've seen him in, he's challenged up front as well in the top five. So certainly keep your eye on Jake as one of the up-and-comers for sure. So thank you, Kyle, for your driver of the week. We'll see who gets the cake next week with all the racing going on this weekend. Speaking of which, MRN, as we mentioned, is your home this weekend for all things trucking left and right out in Austin in one of the coolest racing venues that we go to at Circuit of the Americas, built for Formula One. It's got everything, 20 corners and one of the longest circuits on the schedule. It's going to be a lot of fun. The XPEL 225 on the Motor Racing Network airtime, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We've got a crew headed out that way in Austin. It's going to be exciting to see Jack Hawksworth, speaking of IMSA and Road Race Ringers, he's going to be in the Tricon truck. And, of course, we've got Kamui Kobayashi going to be out there later on in the Cup Series. So, Kyle, Austin's a great place. COTA's a cool place. You've been there as well. What excites you about that racetrack?
Everything. Like you mentioned, it's the perfect road course. You know, you have the high-speed sections. You have the technical sections with the yeses. You have turn one, which is a beast all by itself. Restarts will look a little bit different this year. Once again, they're moving the restart zone back and before turn 20, between 19 and 20, I believe is what I saw. And then
right at the end of 20. So instead of further down the front straightaway. Yeah.
So saw that this week. So that hopefully spreads the field out before they get to turn number one. But I'm going to have the best view in the house, atop the tower, covering the backside of the course for the Motor Racing Network. Was in the pouring rain there a couple of years ago. Was in the hot sun there last year. So we'll see what we get weather-wise here in a couple days' time.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. I guess my bribe to get you to switch with me didn't work, so I'm jealous you get to go out there. But have a good time with the MRN crew, 1 o'clock Eastern again, the XBEL 225. All right, K-Rick, safe travels out there, my friend. For Kyle Rickey, Pat Jaggers, my name is Chris Wilner. Thanks for tuning in this week to Coast on the Motor Racing Network. We will dive into all things NASCAR Regional, as we always do, next week and recap it all for you. Have a great week of short track racing.